This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So our buddy Natalie has been with this guy for like four. He's a great guy. We know this guy.
Yep.
She's been with him for like 4 years. He finally popped the question. Yay, we're getting married. It's going to be amazing. I think we're getting invites.
I thought they were really good guys. Well,
yep.
Sorry.
And then, homeboy comes out with, and I don't know how I feel about this, to be honest with you. Homeboy comes out with the news that he has two kids from two different women that he is not involved in their lives. Essentially, they went, you know, they said, I'm pregnant. And he was young and stupid-er. Still stupid. Stupid-er. They said, I'm pregnant. He said, great, do whatever you're going to do. And didn't want any part of it. So he sends a check. He sends a check every month to these two separate girls. But he's not part of the kid's life. And now she's wondering what to do.
So he didn't disclose this.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
Yay, we're engaged. Yay. Remember how happy? We were all happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
And then, oh, by the way, Well, and his contention was, this really has nothing to do with you. I'm not a part of any of this. I send checks.
It most certainly does have something to do with you.
Though. Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Well, does it?
Yeah.
Yes. On a couple of different levels.
I'm trying to see both sides. That's all.
I'm
trying to stay in the middle as far as, you know, I don't want to just leap to it.
I just never saw this coming with him. And then the idea that he kept it from all of us, let alone her, like, oh my God, you're a liar.
It's my favorite. Crossed arms Kayla.
I'm angry.
Crossed arms Kayla.
Well, no, when Natalie told us this.
She gets out of her chair, crosses her arms.
Yeah.
She's mad.
No, when Natalie told us this, I was like, what?
We weren't supposed to say Emily's name.
So does she want
Don't
kids
say Emily
with
again.
Him? In this relationship, does she want kids with him?
Does Emily want? Oh, don't say
Emily. We're not supposed to say the name.
Natalie.
Oh, Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie. Natalie.
Isn't that what I heard? I'm
Marjorie.
Sorry.
Marjorie.
Yeah. Venus.
Jessica.
It doesn't rhyme with Natalie, Marjorie, or Emily.
The fun part.
But to Jess's point, do we know if she wants to have kids with this guy?
I think so. I think so.
I've never
they're
had that conversation.
They're young enough, but yeah.
If she wants to have kids with him, then this is a concern. But if she doesn't want to have kids with him, and the two baby mamas and him have made an agreement that he's not involved, but he sends checks. If this woman, Emily, Natalie, whoever she is, if she wants kids, it's a concern. If she doesn't want kids, then it shouldn't be a concern unless it's a financial concern.
Yeah, huh. I disagree.
Well,
But did she ask if he had kids? Did she ever ask that question?
Thank you so much, Vince.
What's happening? There's a lot of talking going on right now. Wait a minute.
Wait.
She asked the question. Jessica asked the question. Did he ask? Your reply to that is, Spence?
She should not have to ask. He should disclose.
Kayla, your response to that.
Co-sign on that, 100%.
And he did disclose. He just didn't disclose.
4 years.
No, he disclosed. No, wait. So who has to disclose? Does she have to ask?
No. He has to disclose.
He has to disclose that, hey, by the way,
I have two offspring.
Before I ask you to marry me.
And I guarantee you, he might have kept it secret too, if it weren't for the fact that I know she wants to do like the whole shared bank account thing, like we've talked about it. So I guarantee you, he probably would have kept it secret unless he knew that if they did shared bank accounts, she would see the checks.
Super quick, five calls says it all. That's it. It's a five-call P1's court.
Okay.
702-364-9898. Here's the bigger question. We didn't even get to this yet. Her question, which is, I don't know if I should marry this guy now. Spence has made a very definitive motion as to how he feels. We'll get his, we'll get Kayla's, we'll get yours. I might have something to say about it. Well, I'll do it next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so this is crazy. A friend of ours that will go unnamed. Thank you. remain nameless.
I did that. My bad.
No, but she got engaged. Yay. Great guy. Yay. We all love him.
Yeah.
We might even get invites to the wedding. Yay. Probably not now. But if there is a wedding. No, but if there is a wedding, that's the thing. So they're engaged. However, he neglected to let her know until after she said yes that he has two kids from two prior relationships, however long they may have been. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of them was a very short relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps minutes.
Yeah. Grab a bottle of water and hit the door.
Yeah. So she's wondering now, should she even marry this guy? She's concerned about that. Well, if he lied, this is tantamount to lying. This is the same as lying. If he's lied about this, what else has he lied about?
Exactly.
Says crossed arms, Kayla.
It's only good for one thing.
Kayla would like to speak to your manager. Right now.
He's only good for one thing. He's got strong swimmers. If that's your priority, then you got yourself a good guy. Besides that, don't count on him for anything else.
Wow. Because up until 5 minutes ago when I told you this, you thought he was the greatest guy.
He was.
So excited.
Let's forget about this for a second. The nicest guy. And I was so happy for our friend. And then I found this out. I hate him. Get rid of him.
And Kayla's already been frantically texting our friend.
Yeah.
How come you didn't tell me? Because I asked her not to, because I wanted to do the bit.
Yeah.
This is the guy.
Set aside him not telling her right off the bat. Set aside the financial issues of this amount of money going out every month because of his responsibility.
$300 from what I understand.
Still goes towards your bottom line as a couple. Why would you want somebody in your life that would not take care of their own children?
Yep.
Why would you want somebody that would go, no, I don't want any part of it. That's your blood. Yeah. That's your kids. And I don't want anything to do with this guy.
Yep.
Who's this on the bottom one?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. D from Centennial Hills.
Hey, D, what do you think?
Hi.
What do you think?
I completely agree with Cross Arm Kayla. Okay. That is unacceptable. If you waited to tell me that you have secret love children until we got engaged, cancel. You're canceled. That's ridiculous. Everything we've been talking about, regardless if I don't want kids or I do, like, that option is just taken away because now I know you don't even take care of your kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally know what you mean. Thank you. We got to run. Who's next?
David from Blue Diamond.
We'll start from the bottom and go up. David, what do you think, brother?
Honestly, I would leave this behind because that's just something you honestly have to tell. Like, I've seen people do that mess and then later on end up hating the guy because they already know they're not going to take any kids they make. So it's like, why even stay with them?
So there's a lot of this that's wrong. Is there anybody, let me ask you this, Lil Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody who says, leave the guy alone and they should still get married?
I have someone who said he did the right thing. Caller number three.
Which on line three? What? And the name is?
That is Bryn from Northtown.
Hey, Bryn. So you, Northtown, hey.
Hey.
So you think this guy did the right thing?
I mean, it's a classic case of a double standard. Like women, a single mother is praised for their hard work. That's a man isn't going to judge a woman that way. This guy, we don't know the complete situation. We don't know about his insecurities. What about his feelings? Maybe he was afraid of her. He loved the woman. Maybe he didn't think that the relationship was going to get to where it was. And before he knew it, he didn't tell her about the kids, which, yeah, he's not taking care of them as far as what everybody else thinks he needs to be doing. But as far as the law, he's taking care of his kids. He's doing what he needs to do. So we don't know why he didn't tell her, but he did tell her before she entered into a legal agreement with him. As far as who you're in a relationship with, that's between those two people. There's no real rules to guide that. He did what he needed to do, what he thought was right. But if he was a woman, we wouldn't be having the same conversation. That's a double standard. And Dave Chappelle just had a joke about this.
Okay, hey,
it was so great. It was a really good call, and then it became a great call. Dave Chappelle just had a joke about this.
There are double standards.
Sure.
How many women are you going to a relationship and not tell the guy that she has kids until they get engaged?
4 years of this. That's my whole thing. You're a year down and you're like, hey, there's something I've been keeping from you. I might be able to understand that side of it. Like if they were a year in, he's like, there's something I've been keeping. I can't. You've been in the relationship for 4 years and you got engaged to her. Your whole relationship is based on a lie.
He goes over there and the woman's like, he's like, who's this kid? He's like, oh, that's my niece.
Okay. Does she marry him or no?
Hell no.
Run, girl, run.
Absolutely not. You will regret every minute of it.
Wow. Just like that.
Sorry.
How do you do that? What are you saying, though?
Yeah, take a side there, kid. Quit being there in Middle Land. Is that Middle Land? Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I understand. I don't know. But no, I don't know that she. I don't know that she's got to run.
So you're on the island.
Oh.
I like it here. Quiet. I needed some peace and quiet. A little peace and quiet on the island. Yeah, I think I'm on the island.
Okay.
I don't think she needs to break up with him right away. I don't think you need to throw away 4 years. I don't think you need to throw away the marriage over that. I just, for whatever reason, there's something inside of me that goes, man, you may be morally bankrupt right now. But there's something inside of me that says, it's too quick.
Well, and you know what? You and Dave Chappelle and What's His Biscuits from Northtown, you're all on the island together.
You're all overreacting. I don't know.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.